Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 30th of June 2016, and this is the 392nd Mole Out Loud podcast. It's been a very, very grey day today, very heavy. It feels as if it needs to burst to kind of let itself go. And I really noticed how sort of heavy it was when I went for a walk this morning. I haven't been for a little while, or at least not for that whole sort of two-hour loop walk. And I felt as if I was walking through treacle, and which may partly be because I haven't been walking, but to me it feels as if it's the weather that... When it's really heavy like that, it feels as if there's a thickness to the air that has to be waded through, that isn't there on a clear day. But it was fabulous being up there again. It was nearly deserted. I think I bumped into about four people all up and a couple of dogs. And I saw some robins and a wallaby too, so it was a lovely quiet walk and some thinking time, which is what I really wanted. I like to have been walking before I embark on Mole. It gives me a sort of reflection time that Mole needs. I don't know that I actually came up with any great insights while I was walking. I had a few ideas which this afternoon I was working on, and none of them went anywhere. They were all rabbit holes of one kind or another. But certainly kind of looking into different paths I can take, I get to some pretty strange areas and interesting areas too, but none of them took hold. Mole didn't leap up and say, yes, this is it. So I'm not quite sure where I'm going to go with this. Maybe some other time when I come back to my notes, they will have more resonance, but they're not going to work for tomorrow's Mole. And I'll just have to see what does. I'll just have to trust that I will be told, and that then I will have a line to follow. Well, mid-year is here, and I want to really enjoy this space, this mid-winter space, without thinking, as I sometimes do, some years past, where I've started thinking that the year is galloping away from me and the winter is beginning to end before it started. It does feel a bit as if the winter is, halfway gone, but there's Daphne out and the wattle is coming out. So we're beginning to get our early spring flowers, and to me that feels like spring. So I'm sure we'll still have one or two really cold days, and I shall enjoy those. And I guess now that the days are going to get longer again, I'll just try and stay with the fact that they are the right length for me at the moment. I love these long, dark evenings, and I guess it would be quite nice to have them lighter in the morning when I want to go for a walk, but I don't really mind. I don't mind that. So it's been a good day, and I feel really fortunate to be here where I am, doing what I'm doing, and being in midwinter. That's a really good place for me to be. I do hope that whatever your surroundings, that you can find a space that is absolutely you within it, even if you have to somehow create it. I'm not sure how I'm going to make winter in the middle of summer when I really crave it, or how I would embrace summer if I can't change it. So I'm sure this is a very difficult thing. It's difficult to embrace every time of the year. And I think it's inevitable that we are going to enjoy some aspects of some seasons more than others. And also feel more creative at certain times, more able to immerse ourselves in work or a project or in just being. And certainly I've found it much easier to immerse myself at the moment. And there's such joy, such sort of childish joy in immersion. I really wish you the possibility of it as well. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you on Saturday, but not tomorrow, because tomorrow is Murmurs of Mole Day.